Yes, this is it. NRL Live, episode 51. Origin 2 is in the books, as is round 15. We'll take a look at that. Also look ahead to round 16 and the Supercoach action, of course, as we do each and every week. Flying solo today. No Tigers MS or St. Peter. But they'll be back next week with a full Origin wrap. In the meantime, let's get straight into looking at things from Supercoach perspective, both from last week's games and ahead to round 16. And we can start with the games of last week, round 15, Friday night footy. The Roosters defeated the Bulldogs 20-18. And Saturday night football, Tigers 17 defeated the Raiders 12. Bit of an upset there at Campbelltown. Sunday afternoon football, the South Sydney Rabbitohs far too strong for Parramatta Eels 30-10. While Monday night football, the Titans got up over an Origin-less Storm 18-12. And of course, Origin football, Queensland 24. Too good for New South Wales 6, setting up a game 3 bonanza. Which should be a cracking one. We're going to wrap up Origin, like I just said earlier, in next week's show. Let's go talk more about Supercoach for this week's show. Last week's games, well, Adam Reynolds, 117 points total. It was as predicted. We said he would be a good play, and he certainly was just that. Boyd Cordner, 116. He was the other back rower doing it. We said Sonny Bill would do well because the Eels give up a lot of points to back rowers, but he ended up moving to 5'8". Boyd Cordner stepping in, doing nicely there, 116. As predicted last week, well, Adam Reynolds definitely was a good addition if you took our advice. Dylan Walker's doing nicely, that sleeper pick. He's continuing to make money for you. Ash Harrison returned to the big points as Tigers MS and Pete suggested he might after missing out on Origin selection there in Game 2, while Sam Burgess, Shandor Earl and Albert Kelly were all solid. The sleeper of the round, well, I guess besides Boyd Cordner, Ken Sear, 11th overall. He showed that some Eels players can be a nice risk-reward at this time of year with Ricky Stewart trying a few things, obviously looking forward to next year and beyond. And what we learned, look, whether football makes for lower scoring, so I guess we're looking at those high work rate players like Ashley Harrison and Sean Fensham, who did well also this week during these winter months, maybe Corey Parker, at least. Now Origin is coming to a close, and Trent Merrin as well. This week in league, well, a continuation of what we talked about last week, I guess. Big Mao, the Queensland coach, stepped over the line, literally got removed from a bar, made some headlines. It seemed a bit of a storm in a teacup, really, in comparison to the charges that have been laid against people like James Tamau and Blake Ferguson and George Burgess. And Benji Marshall's situation, the West Tigers just continue to not be able to get out of the headlines as far as their off-the-field issues are concerned. They're talking about whether he'll get a pay rise on his current contract, will he get an extension of his contract or neither. It seems to be a real back and forth at this stage. Look, Benji Marshall's form is not the greatest. He did help the Tigers get a win on the weekend with a good timely field goal and some good kicks at the end, but for the first 65 minutes, his game was quite poor. At the moment, he's just unable to create like he used to. He looks to have lost a step in speed, and some of those times where he gets the ball and makes a break, he can't finish it off anymore. The Tigers are going to have to look long and hard as to whether he'll be worth the upgrade in the contract. He does do a lot off the field. He does bring a lot of fans to the game and a lot of fans to the West Tigers. He's worth a lot of money off the field, but it may be an investment they'll at least have to think about rather on the field, whether they want to go in that direction. They've already sacked Tim Sheens, even though they're paying out his contract. Some may say, well, they agreed with Benji Marshall to increase his wage if the salary cap did increase. Well, they also agreed to make Tim Sheens coach, and they quickly changed their mind on that. So perhaps what's good for the goose is good for the gander in this situation. The West Tigers do need to look out for number one there, I believe. Let's now go straight into this week's games, pretty much. And remember, you can always download the show at www.paulygsports.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Give us a like there, Paulie G Sports. And at Paulie G Sports or at TigersMS78 if you want to follow us on Twitter as well. And let's just take a look now at this week's games and look at it from a real Supercoach perspective, because it is getting to the business time of the season from a Supercoach perspective. The championship rounds are almost upon us, and now you really need to start thinking. You might only have sort of 10 or 12 trades left to use, maybe even a little bit less if you've used four in each of the origin periods. So now you really need to be looking at the end game. If you're fighting for a top 8 spot, you may need to look ahead to round 18, which teams have got buys, which teams are going to be playing their origin players and leave them. But if you're solidly in the top 8, maybe just concentrate on the weeks around round 18 and just hope for the best in round 18, because at the moment, with only a few trades left, you really need to be picking up those top players. And let's face it, those top players generally are the origin guys. And we can talk about them straight away when it comes terms to the Rabbitohs Raiders, which is the Friday night game, because Greg Inglis, of course, he returns to the Rabbitohs. It's a great time for him to be playing the Raiders, because the Raiders give up third most points to fullbacks. The Bunnies have a bye in round 18 anyway, so you're only going to lose him for the 1 week if you do pick him up this week. Isaac Luke, well, he's hitting form at the right time. And look, Dylan Walker, he is still a sleeper. Really, he's giving up money each and every week. Keep an eye on Justin Hunt. He did well last week and is named on an extended bench. The Rabbitohs are hard to score against. In general, fullback and second rowers are probably do the best against the Rabbitohs. So if you've got to play Raiders players, maybe look at Reece Robinson or Sean Fensom. Terry Campese is definitely a sell now. He's not taking on the line. He's playing more of a sit-back organising role, and Anthony Milford is coming on there and doing a lot of that sparking when McCrone moves to hooker. And Sammy Saluma, well, he's a sleeper, definitely worth getting if you can sneak him in there. Tigers feed the Storm Saturday afternoon footy out at Leichhardt. Look, the Storm are very hard to go up against up front in particular, so probably stay away from the Tigers forwards unless you've already got them in your team. Robbie Farah, Aaron Woods, Liam Fulton and Suaso Sui have all been doing reasonably well for a pretty poor Tigers team from a Supercoach perspective. So if they are in your lineup and you don't have many other options, with, of course, there's a couple of buys, Bulldogs and Eels this week, you may have to play those guys. Look, could be a good week for Billy Slater. He could do well against this Tigers defence. It's quite leaky. Morris Blair and Will Chambers will be the most favoured. The Tigers give up more points than any other team to the centre and winger position. So, funny enough, this is followed by the Storm. So even David Nofaluma, that young West Tigers winger, he's a play. The other Saturday night game is the Panthers feed the Dragons. Matt Moylan returns for the Panthers. So some players who we said might be a sell because he couldn't get into the A team due to the second-tier salary cap issues. Well, if you do have him on your bench, you may want to use him here. But the reality is the Panthers give up the second worst points to 5/8. So maybe you're looking there with Dragons players, but look, it's going to be hard with Chase Stanley and Nathan Fien there. Let's face it, the two teams are both middle of the pack on the ladder in Supercoach. They pretty much cancel each other out. Dragons fourth worst to second rowers. Nigel Plum's been playing well. They've actually been moved to prop. Lewis Brown and Mosi Masoi, probably the guys you want to look at from the Panthers. And we say it every week, but James Seguiara and David Simmons are two big players there. And, of course, Josh Dugan and Trent Merrin in regards to the Dragons. Knights feed the Titans. Well, it's another game where the game is going to probably be played up the middle. Very hard to pick because both teams generally are stingy when it comes to giving up Supercoach points. Look, sometimes with these games, when it is played up the middle, it is the wingers that get the fruits. Anthony Don, James McManus could be overachievers this week. So if you've got them in your team, and they're definitely plays this week. Ashley Harrison, Robbie Rocco, they can be played safely. They're guys that work hard up the middle. Let's keep an eye on Craig Gower's game time. Danny Badiris is back. Ryan James, he's now the best value player in the game. So he's definitely worth a shot too. Sunday football, the Warriors and the Broncos. Look, both teams lick Supercoach points worse than a very leaky tap, I can tell you. So play the big names at your leisure. I like Glenn Fisahi. He's been doing very well lately. He's a must-buy. We expect Justin Hodges to continue to post points. And Matt Gillette, he is basically the top Supercoach player at this point. Corey Parker's very expensive. If you can afford him, he may be a super buy coming into the back end of Supercoach. Elijah Taylor, another must-play. Conrad Harrell's back from injury. He's also worth considering. The Warriors and the Broncos do have buys in round 18. But like I said, I think most competitors will be struggling in round 18. So if you can forgive you guys that week, then it might be a good time to get those players right now from the Broncos and also the Warriors. Cowboys v. the Sharks. Oh, another dour game. Be very careful. Play only the big names. Andrew Fifita, Jonathan Thurston. Paul Gallen's actually under an injury cloud, so he shouldn't be picked up until Origin is over at the earliest. And considering the lateness of everything and his fitness, he may not make it back in your team. You may have to look at other guys like Corey Parker, like Trent Merrin, to pick up that slack, because Paul Gallen may now have to be left on the bench. The Roosters and the Seagulls. This is the best two teams in Supercoach to come against one another. Look, it's going to be a cracking match on the field. It's going to be a cracking match from a Supercoach perspective. Big names like Sonny Bill Williams and Anthony Watmo can be safely played, but don't make them captain this week. Look elsewhere. If you're looking for an edge, well, there is none. Both teams are giving away less than average Supercoach points in every position. So you could throw a dartboard to see who's going to do well there. My advice is look at some of those other games. And just talk a little bit now about Supercoach strategy leading into the back end and the back straight. And obviously right now, if you're within the top eight, you really need to be consolidating your team for that final run. The guys that you pick up now are pretty much guys that are going to stay with you to the end. So we need to start looking long term. And, you know, the matchups that we like to look at each week, which guys are in and out, probably look more to that perspective from your picking your captain and your vice-captain, and maybe leaving those fringe players if they get a run or not. Look at your sleepers at this time of year. The guys like Sammy Suilalami, like Thomas Burgess, that are very cheap, because they will allow you more money to spend on those top-end players right now. You really just want those big points, and obviously those guys that we've been talking about, like Corey Parker, Matt Gillett, have been putting up those numbers. Cameron Smith will be another one, but because of Storm have a bye in round 19, and he'll be playing Origin, and miss round 18, you may want to wait until you pick him up. Robbie Farah, notorious to carrying injuries during Origin period, also has to play the Storm this week, as another guy that you might just want to say, well, I'm going to need to keep some money for him, because I'm going to need him back end, but I'll wait until the week after Origin to pick him up. In the meantime, look, there are some good options. Broncos players in particular have got a good matchup this week. Could be a good pickup for this week. Rabbitohs players as well. So if you're looking for someone, Parker, Gillett, Dide, or Inglis, probably the Origin players that you'll pick up this week. Well, a very short show this week, obviously without Tigers MS and without Pete, but they'll be back next week. We're going to do a full Origin wrap. Congratulations to Queensland. They totally outperformed New South Wales, but obviously it's going to be a very different game three back down in Sydney. We're going to talk about it all, of course, here at NRL Live Supercoach, and we're going to talk about all your Supercoach stuff as well. Look, download the show. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, www.polygsports.com. Follow all the links there to do just that. Follow us on Twitter at polygsports, at TigersMS78, and get this information about your Supercoach. It is the business end of the year. You need to have a leg up. This podcast can give you that. And like we always like to do at the end of our shows is World of Sport. Well, the World of Sport this week, over to England, and one of the soccer clubs over there, Macclesfield, they had a plan to let a fan play in a game for 10 minutes if they paid £20,000. This hard-up team, Macclesfield Town, offered the one lucky fan a chance to pull on its blue and white streak to play for 10 minutes in a professional game in front of a crowd of thousands for £20,000. Unfortunately, this dream will remain just that, because it has been scrapped within hours. The club, nicknamed the Silkmen, described it as a unique moment in English football, the only stipulation being that the person is male, age between 18 and 35, and physically fit. However, hours after news broke, the following appeared on the club's website. Macclesfield Town acted quickly this evening to withdraw its offer to give someone a chance to appear for the club in a competitive game in return for payment. Following widespread coverage of the offer in the national media, the club has issued the following statement. The pay-to-play proposal was one of the many innovative ideas that has been considered in the last few weeks to raise both funds and interest in the club. It was intended to be a light-hearted idea that would be of interest only to our local media. We now recognise that whatever controls are put in place, it creates a possibility of altering the outcome of a competitive fixture. As such, clearly crosses an important line with respect to the integrity of the game. We are therefore withdrawing the offer. We'd like to apologise unreservedly to the football authorities and to the football conference for our error of judgment in this matter. So, look, I think it would have been great, but it looks like that the Macclesfield Town team are going to have to think of other creative ways to raise their money. They are in £500,000 in debt as of last season. Apparently they need another £100,000 by the end of August to survive. Well, that is it for NRL Live episode 51. See you next week back with Tigers FS and St. Peter for all new talk, Origin wrap up there, Queensland 26, New South Wales 6, of course, and Super Coach action and information. Go to www.polygsports.com and find all the information right there at the page. See you next week.